Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Allen calls out signals. Takes the snap. He's back. He's flushed to his left. He's running. Looking to run. Now stops. Now under pressure. He just throws it in the end zone. Incomplete. So the Giants get their first win. A rare win at MetLife. Fourth win in a row against Washington.
Fitzpatrick looking right. Throws right. Wide open. Touchdown. Durham Smythe. And that's his first NFL touchdown. Fourth round pick out of Notre Dame in 2018, and he finally finds the end zone, and it's all Miami here. And Tua has the helmet on. Are we going to see him for the first time? There he goes, and a big ovation as Tua Tagovailoa trots on the field for the first time.
Tannehill is wide to the left. Henry is in the gun.
Okay.
It's the King Cat. Henry. Running to the left, into the end zone, touchdown, Titans! Yo! Titans win!
Jones takes the snap, he's back to throw, he steps up, he's fumbled. Under pressure, he's sacked, he fumbles it, recovered by the Eagles, ball game over. And if the Giants can't beat the Eagles with this decimated roster, how are you ever going to beat
them? Yeah.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
It is time for our Week 7 NFL picks, and today's picks are brought to you by OddsTrader.com, where the pros go to handicap, by Bud Light when game day is a go. There is a Bud Light there, and by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. I last week had a 1-2 week. I lost with the Dallas Cowboys. That was awful. I mean, my God, that's not just losing. That was never close. I was getting a point. I needed about 30 of them. And I lost terribly with the Green Bay Packers. That looked good early on when they were up 10-0. But I did win with the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was a 1-2 week. It drops my record overall to 10-8 for the season as we enter Week 7. Game number one. I'm taking the Patriots, and there's a few reasons why I'm taking the Patriots. This is really, you know, when you think about the important games in Week 7, this is an insanely important game for the New England Patriots. They're coming off a week last week in which they didn't just lose a game none of us thought they would lose. Bro, they got destroyed. I mean, they should have lost by a hell of a lot more than they did. I mean, Brandon McManus was just hitting field goals all day. If Denver hits one of those into a touchdown, you're looking at a very, very lopsided score. And the Patriots are staring a potential three-game losing streak. And I was curious because I said to myself, when in the hell is the last time the Patriots have lost three games in a row? The answer is 18 years ago. Okay.
Wow.
18 years ago, 2002, a lousy year that they had. Great year for us, lousy year for them. So they're facing a three-game losing streak. They're laying a very small number at home, only 2.5. And I don't buy the Niners. I give the Niners a lot of credit. Jimmy Garoppolo had a great bounce-back performance against the Rams last week. But the Niners have looked terrible at times, as we've seen, unless they're playing the New York football teams. And I just still expect, despite the Patriots maybe not being the same team we've grown to know, I just can't see him putting together another dud. And I just can't. I think Cam Newton's going to bounce back. I think they, first of all, they got to cut down on their turnovers because the Patriots forever during this entire run that they've been on, they never turn the ball over at a high rate. That has been completely different so far in 2020. So I'm sticking with history. I'm sticking with the fact that I just can't see the Patriots losing again. And it's a small enough number that I feel comfortable. So in game number one, give me the Patriots laying 2.5 at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Game number two, I love the Arizona Cardinals. That hook really convinced me, too. They're getting 3.5 at home against the Seattle Seahawks. That was the game that got flexed into Sunday night. Look, the Seahawks are off to a great start. And I think they've actually covered every game they've played this year. So they have been perfect at covering numbers. And here they're trying to cover 3.5. They are not that good defensively. Okay? That hasn't been fully exposed because they're overcoming it because Russell Wilson is playing like a madman. He's been like an MVP. I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be able to put up points against them, like we saw Arizona do last week and the week before that. Granted, you know, they're not facing the Dallas Cowboys and New York Jets anymore, but I think Kyler Murray and this Cardinal offense, they're going to be able to put up points against Seattle. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I just love getting that hook. And I'm at home. I got the Cardinals at home. So give me Arizona, and they're still dealing with plenty of injuries, too. Quentin Dunbar is still out. Jamal Adams is still out. So give me the Cardinals in game number two. I'm getting 3.5 at home against the Seattle Seahawks, and I think they're going to win the game outright, too. Why not? Game number three, the Cleveland Browns. You want to talk about an enigma. The Cleveland Browns are a very weird football team. So they're 4-2, okay? When they've played good teams, they have not just lost, they've been destroyed. They were destroyed by the Ravens in week one. They were destroyed last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their wins that have kind of been mixed in between, when you look at who they've beaten, they've beaten a lot of bad teams. They beat the Bengals week one. They beat Washington. They beat Dallas. We remember that game. And they beat the Colts, who I'm still not sold on. So the Cleveland Browns kind of reek of being a bully team. That's the way they feel right now. And look, being a bully team ain't going to be enough in the division they're in, unfortunately. But I fully expect that they're going to be able to bully a Cincinnati Bengal team that will not, I repeat, not have Joe Mixon on the field on Sunday. And that is a huge blow for Joe Burrow and that Bengal offense. Mixon is out. They're going to rely on the ageless Giovanni Bernard. I think this is one of those weeks where the Browns make you believe again, because that's what they do. They look so good when they dominate a bad or a lousy team that you start to buy into it. And look, they win this game. They're 5-2. That's nothing to sneeze at. I just can't get the taste of them getting destroyed by the Ravens and Steelers out of my mouth. But I think they look like a bully team, and I fully expect them to bully Cincinnati laying the 3.5 against the Bengals. So, two favorites, one dog. I'm going with the Patriots laying 2.5 at home against the Niners, the Cardinals getting 3.5 at home against Seattle, and give me the Browns laying 3.5 in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Those are my picks for Week 7 in the National Football League. Joe, take it away.
Yeah, I'm having a brutal year. I mean, an understatement. 1-2 last week. I'm 6-12 for the year. I lost with the Panthers laying a point against the Bears at home. They got beat by a touchdown, 23-16. I won with a tremendous backdoor cover by the Eagles, who were getting 7.5, and they were getting killed by the Ravens. They came back and almost won the game, or at least almost tied it. Got it to that two-point conversion and lost 30-28. So they covered. And then I lost with the Giants, who I was laying at 2.5, and they won the game and didn't cover the number. So 1-2 for the week, 6-12 for the year. We'll try to at least have a winning week this week. I'm going to in the game that when I think of like the paper teams, you know, the teams with no substance in football. And I'm not talking just like, you know, the lousy teams like the Jets. I mean, with no substance. I think of the Falcons and the Lions. You know, teams that like, you know, they'll find a way somehow not to win the game. And they're playing against each other this week. The game's in Atlanta. The Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Falcons here. I got a feeling now that Raheem Morris is the coach, that Quinn's out of the way, that the Falcons are going to put a little run together. I mean, not a run enough to make any noise or make the playoffs or anything like that. I don't see that happening. But, you know, win a few games. And this is certainly a game against the Lions, who are almost, like I said, almost a mirror image of what Atlanta is. And I think this is a game they're going to get. The Lions have played better. They do have a couple wins on the season. You know, and they can score points. I mean, Stafford and that offense could put points on the board. And so can the Falcons. So this, to me, would not be surprising to see this be a major shootout game. And Atlanta wins it with, you know, both like 40-35, something like that. I could see that kind of game this week. Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford having this big shootout game. So I'm going to take the Falcons laying at 2.5. It's always a little shaky when a team's favored at home by less than 3. You're always a little worried that really – it's almost like the road team is almost the favorite in that regard, even though they're not on paper. But I'm taking the Falcons laying the 2.5 against Detroit to make it 2 wins in a row under Raheem Morris. Game one. Game two, I know you love the Steelers. I'm taking the Titans laying 1.5. And this is kind of the same thing because here you have a home team favored by less than 3. Obviously, the two undefeated teams in the AFC, 2 of the 3 left in the league. They're sitting there at 5-0. Two teams that in a lot of ways are the same. I mean, when I think of the Titans and the Steelers, I think of two teams that, you know, and even though Pittsburgh's much more of a throwing the ball all over the yard type team, they still like to throw it, run the ball down your throat, and they obviously play terrific defense. But nobody runs the ball down your throat better than Derrick Henry and the Titans do. I mean, just nobody. And I know they're going up against this big-time D. Devin Bush, obviously, is not there. But I just think Tennessee's got something going. I love Mike Vrabel. Look, Tomlin's a terrific coach, too. But I think Mike Vrabel is really ascending to that real elite status with Tomlin and, you know, the other top coaches in the league. And I think they got something going here with Tannehill and Henry and all those guys on defense. I really do. And I think they're playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder to the Titans. Ever since everything went down with the COVID-19 stuff and, you know, a lot of negative press against them that they didn't handle the protocols well and all of that. We saw what they did when they came back to play Buffalo and beat them up pretty bad. We saw what they did last week, coming from behind, winning that game in overtime against the Texans when they were down late by a touchdown. Derrick Henry had the 94-yard run. There's something going on with Tennessee. I'm taking the Titans, laying the 1.5 to give the Steelers their first loss of the year. That's game two. Game three, I'm doing it again. I'm taking the Jets, getting the 12. You know, I don't think they're going to win the game. I just don't. But something tells me this is going to be a close game. Something. They got everybody back, at least it looks that way. Donald, hopefully Mims, Becton is back. You know, so they look to be as healthy as, you know, they probably have been all year. That's number one. And number two, Buffalo, you know, the seeds of doubt, after the 4-0 start, the seeds of doubt have started to be planted with the Bills. Now, you look at who they lost to. You know, they lost to two of the best teams in the league. They lost to Tennessee, and they lost to Kansas City. But I was alarming watching that Chiefs game because the Chiefs just ran the ball down their throat in this game. You know, this wasn't a game where the Chiefs were, you know, Mahomes was lighting it up, throwing it to Kelce and throwing it to Tyreek and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. They were doing it by slamming the ball down Buffalo's throat. And Buffalo has a very good defensive football team, and Kansas City put 250-something yards on the ground on them. I mean, just, you know, very, very surprising in my mind, an Andy Reid team, all of that. So I wonder if Buffalo's, you know, maybe starting to lose it a little with these two straight losses and starting to really question how good they really are. It's a division game. You're getting a monster number here with 12. I mean, look, the Jets haven't covered a number all year. They've been the most uncompetitive team, by far the worst team in the league. I think they're giving Buffalo a game. I just really, really do, and I think 12 is a major number. So give me the Jets plus 12 at home against the Bills. So the Beningo picks for Week 7, the Falcons laying 2.5 at home against the Lions, the Titans laying 1.5 at home against Pittsburgh, the Jets getting 12 at home against the Bills, the Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts Pro Football Picks Week 7 in the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.